Travel with Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Go to applevacations.com/Eagles for more information. We're back. It's Eagles 360. Dave and Glenn here. Before we talk about the Washington Redskins, let's take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFLticketExchange.com. Glenn, it's not that easy, but it's not that tough either. At Washington, is that a win?
Win.
Versus New Orleans?
Win at home. They're batted up. They're in worse shape than you. They're a team on the decline.
Giants at home?
Got to win.
Okay.
I think you got to go 5-1 in the division.
And then at Carolina before the bye week.
I think that's the next loss. And Carolina is good, and they added talent yesterday. And there's no shame in losing to Carolina. I still think, Dave, you can win this division at 9-7. And I think if you follow it along, go 5-1 in the division, they will go 9-7.
Let's take a look at the Washington Redskins. Our first look at the 1-2 Skins, who just 1 week ago were chirping about being the team to beat in the NFC East. Yeah. Are they still? Let's take a look first at quarterback Kirk Cousins, a human turnover machine. He has struggled in a big way.
Yeah, I think he's a disaster, to be honest with you. He had 2 interceptions last week. Now, he threw for 316 yards, but most of them in garbage time when the Giants were just kind of laying back. Kirk Cousins is the guy that an aggressive defense, and Billy Davis is probably going to know how to do this. He's going to fool him. He's prone to throw interceptions. I predict eventually this year they will go back to RG3.
RG3 reemerging.
Before the end of the year they will, yes.
The one warning, of course, we saw Kirk Cousins at Lincoln Financial Field last season put up just a great performance against the Eagles. Took a late rally from the Eagles, Nick Foles, big game, so we'll see. But really, in this game, both quarterbacks have struggled. The numbers are strikingly similar.
I can't tell you that Sam Bradford's going to do a whole lot better, but I'll take the Eagles at quarterback slightly.
At the running back position, both teams stocked with talent, of course, for the Eagles. They go with Ryan Matthews and DeMarco Murray. Ryan Matthews, a big game against the Jets. Has he earned more carries? We'll find out on Sunday, of course, depending upon the availability of DeMarco Murray. In Washington, Alfred Morris and rookie Matt Jones have powered the Redskins on the ground. That's really been the source of the offense in Washington.
Yeah, they're very good. Both of those guys are very good, and they're working the kid and Jones in a lot more because he's good and he can break away. Of course, he fumbled it out of the end zone last week. One problem they have is that it looks like they've lost their lead run guard, Sean Laveau. He left last week, was carted off, and it's unclear whether he'll be back. That would hurt their run game a lot.
Indeed. All right, let's take a look at wide receivers. Now, again, that kind of correlates with the quarterbacks. Not a lot going on downfield for the Eagles, who are led, of course, by Jordan Matthews. The Redskins, we don't know if DeSean Jackson plays.
He's
sure
had
he wants
a bit of an injury. Yeah, he wants to play, may not be able to play. If DeSean Jackson doesn't play, that takes away a huge down-the-field element for Washington. The Eagles, of course, it's just so many problems last year covering Jackson. We know the story here at Lincoln Financial Field, at FedEx Field. Jackson taking the top off the Eagles' defense over and over again. The Eagles' defense has been much better. Without him, it's Pierre Garçon.
Yeah, and Pierre Garçon's just a guy at this point. He's not special. I don't. Without him, their biggest weapon receiving is their tight end, Jordan Reed, who's pretty good. Eagles wide receivers have to get open this game.
And they may get open against a defense that is missing D'Angelo Hall, the top cornerback for Washington, out with a toe injury. The Redskins have been impressive defensively in terms of numbers, but without Hall and without a pass rush, there could be some easy pickings in the secondary for the Eagles passing game that really needs a boost.
Yeah, and throw it to the secondary. Let those plays develop, the 15-yard plays. Let the wide receivers get open, Sam. Don't check down. Throw it to them.
And I got to tell you, the Eagles' defense, much better through 3 games than a lot of people thought.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah, the defense is a division-winning defense.
I like to hear that. When we return to Eagles 360, well, we're going to talk a little fantasy football. Why not? We'll go from the real to the fantasy because we know that you're playing. All of that and a whole lot more when we return to Eagles 360.